Welcome to The Direct Effect, where sharper insights fuel better direct response marketing strategies. I'm your host, Sam, and in today's episode, we're diving into a critical issue that many marketers face: ineffective direct mail programs. Establishing a sustainable mail program is all about recognizing when your current strategy isn't working anymore. Ineffective programs can really drain your resources and result in diminishing returns. Let's talk about some major red flags that indicate you might need a new strategy and proactive steps to get your mail program back on track. Red flag number one, your direct mail budget keeps shrinking. Ah yes, that sinking feeling when your budget gets slashed. Often this signals a lack of confidence in your program's effectiveness. When budgets are cut, corners get cut too, and suddenly your campaign quality drops. To advocate for your budget, you need to show ROI from past campaigns, shift funds from less effective channels to your direct mail efforts, and make sure to garner executive support with data-driven case studies. Red flag number two is when your ROI feels more like a no return. Direct mail should bring positive results, being one of the top four most influential forms of advertising. But if you're seeing negative ROI, rising cost per acquisition, low response rates, or poor conversions, it's time to reassess. This often means there's a disconnect between your strategy and your audience's preferences. Dive deep into performance data, identify weak points, and adjust based on feedback. Use benchmark studies to get insights from the buyer's perspective. Red flag number three, you're shooting arrows in the dark. This happens when you waste money on undeliverable, poorly targeted, or duplicated mail pieces. Predictive modeling and regular updates to your mailing lists can fix this. Don't forget regular channel testing. Using tools like Factor Test helps to discover the best audience, creative, and channel strategies to maximize ROI. Red flag number four is facing campaign execution hurdles. If your team is feeling internal frustration, low morale, burnout, or inefficiency, it might be time to consider a direct mail partner. The right partner should feel like an extension of your marketing team, aligned with your vision, and committed to your success. Don't hesitate to make a switch if your current partner isn't cutting it. Lastly, red flag number five, your direct mail operates in a silo. Integration with digital channels like email, social media, and CTV is crucial for boosting customer acquisition and brand recognition. Coordinating a seamless campaign can be tough, but incredibly rewarding. Download relevant ebooks and work with a marketing agency to ensure all elements of your campaign are working together harmoniously. So, how healthy is your direct mail program? Think about those red flags. 0 to 1, you're on the right track. 2 to 3, you might need a strategic tune-up. 4 to 5, it's time for a major overhaul. Remember, the most successful direct mail campaigns aren't built overnight. They require routine testing, analysis, and constant optimization. Stay innovative, celebrate the small wins, and most importantly, commit to delivering the best value to your audience. Tune in next time, where we'll continue to unravel marketing strategies and insights that create a direct effect on your campaign performance. See ya!